This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An anesthesiologist testified Tuesday in the trial of two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Dr. Damon Robinson talked about ketamine and its effects on people.
They have a disconnection between all of their sensory. They can't sense pain, they can't sense sight, they can't sense sound. Ketamine is actually very similar to PCP. That's actually how it's derived.
Paramedics Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper injected Elijah McClain with 500 milligrams of ketamine, more than was appropriate for his size. Colorado Congressman Diana DeGette was among the members of Congress at COP28, the climate conference in Dubai. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Despite the party differences over climate change and solutions, a group of House Energy and Commerce Committee members, including DeGette, had a unified message for the world. The U.S. is committed to being part of the climate solution. DeGette was part of a bipartisan panel talking about nuclear energy.
About how can we improve but make sure we have safety in the nuclear space.
The group also had bilateral meetings with leaders from several countries, including South Korea and Germany. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The federal government has chosen two Colorado sites as recipients of National Historic Landmark designations. They include Temple Aaron in Trinidad, the oldest continuously operating synagogue in its original location, and Winks Panorama, a historically black resort community in Gilpin County. The two sites join a list of 2,600 other historic landmarks across the country. The designation is awarded by the U.S. Interior Department. It helps support long-term preservation of the buildings. This is CPR News.